The religion of Judaism originated around 4,000 years ago in the Middle East when a Hebrew man named Abraham was said to be visited by God. The Jews believed that God made a special covenant with Abraham and that his descendants would create a great nation of chosen people. Abraham's son and grandson, Isaac and Jacob, also became central figures in ancient Jewish history. Jacob eventually took up the name of Israel, and so his children and future generations became known as Israelites. In 1300 BCE, the prophet Moses led the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. He was leading them to the Holy Land that God had promised Abraham. When they reached Mount Sinai, God revealed to Moses a set of rules that they should live by. The most popular of these were called the Ten Commandments, but there were actually 613 commandments given, covering nearly every aspect of life. Now, in present day, the religion of Judaism is mainly found in Israel, where there are 6.5 million believers, as well as the United States, where there are 5.7 million believers.
What's up, guys? I'll be talking about the key events from Judaism. The first key event was 1,000 years after Abraham, there was a prophet named Moses. He led the Israelites out of Egypt after being enslaved for hundreds of years. After this, God revealed the Ten Commandments to him. Next, there was the destruction of the Second Temple by the Romans in 70 AD. And in 931 BC, the Jewish and Judah split up in Israel. The Jewish went to the north and the Judah went to the south. Finally, the one that everyone is familiar with, the Holocaust. This was the time where more than 6 million Jews were killed, killing off 2/3 of Europe's Jewish population. Now I'm going to pass it over to Abby with key beliefs.
Jews are monotheistic, meaning they only believe in one God. They believe God communicates with them through prophets and rewards them good deeds as well as punishes evil. Unlike Christians, they believe Jesus was not the Messiah, but was a prophet, and are still awaiting the Messiah to come. There are many Jewish holy books they believe in, such as the Tanakh, Torah, and Talmud. Each holy book includes history and Jewish law. Jewish live by the Ten Commandments, which are included in the Torah. The Tanakh is also called the Hebrew Bible and includes the same books as the Old Testament in the Christian Bible. Shabbat is a recognized day of rest and prayer. It typically begins on sunset on Friday and lasts until nightfall on Saturday. Many Jews avoid physical labor and using any electrical devices. They worship in holy places known as synagogues, and their spiritual leaders are called rabbis. Traditionally, a person is considered Jewish if his or her mother is Jewish.
Because of its unique relationship with Christianity, Judaism has played a very significant role in the development of Western culture. Intellectual contact between Jews and Christians continued through the Middle Ages and into the Renaissance, when St. Jerome translated the Hebrew Bible into Latin with the help of Jewish scholars. Jewish scholars also helped bring the achievements of the Islamic world to Europe, as well as adding their own contributions. Even some parts of Christianity were said to be inspired by Judaism. The Jewish Bible, or the Old Testament, is an integral part of Christianity. Saint Victor also borrowed heavily from the work of Jewish scholars. The combination of these religions helped shape the early European culture.
Judaism impacts the world today more than we could ever know. Most known is Hanukkah, and if you don't know what that is, Hanukkah is a celebration for Jews where they celebrate victory of the Maccabees over the larger Syrian army. It's celebrated for 8 days, and it starts in late November on the 25th, and it goes into December. They also influenced monotheism, belief in one God. It was spread from Judaism to the Western world. They also taught that animals are part of God's creation and should be treated with compassion. They influenced development for Christianity and Islamic religions as well. And you might not have known this, but they created weekends. They say that 6 days you shall work and accomplish all your work, but on the seventh day is Shabbat to the Lord, your God. You shall not do any work, and they helped develop the idea of a week and a weekend.